This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An investigation has found that pricing errors have led to overcharging customers at Kroger-owned grocery stores. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Consumer Reports found expired sales tags on more than 150 different grocery items at Kroger-owned stores in 14 states. That's led to shoppers being overcharged $1.70 per item, or 18% more. The investigation began in Colorado, where Kroger owns King Superstores. Workers allege the company is well aware of the errors during ongoing labor union negotiations. The company says while any error is unacceptable, that characterization of widespread pricing concerns is patently false. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
XL customers will soon pay more for electricity during some peak times. CPR's Ishan Thakur.
This month, the Public Utilities Commission approved new time-of-use rates for residential Xcel customers. That means electricity will cost more to use between 5 and 9 p.m. on non-holiday weekdays. These rates, they're like surge pricing. When there's more demand for power on Xcel's grid, prices increase. Xcel says it won't make more money with the changes, and regulators say the new rates will help keep costs down in the long run. They say most customers will not see an increase in their bills. Customers and some advocates have criticized the new rates. They say some Coloradans will end up paying more for power. The rates will kick in no earlier than October. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
Colorado is adding first-degree auto theft to the list of convictions that cause someone to lose their right to own a gun. It's not permanent. People will be able to ask a court to restore their ability to own a firearm 10 years after their conviction. There are a lot of new state laws taking effect, and there's more about them at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.